Hachette Audio presents Dr. Bernstein's Diabetes Solution, the complete guide to achieving normal blood sugars, written by Richard K. Bernstein, MD, read by Matthew Kugler. This program includes a bonus PDF. Theories, no matter how pertinent, cannot eradicate the existence of facts. Jean-Martin Charcot. Dedicated to the memory of my dear friends Heinz I. Lippmann, M.D., Ephraim Friedman, M.D., and Samuel M. Rosen, M.D., who fervently believed that people with diabetes are entitled to the same blood sugars as non-diabetics. Foreword by Frank Vinicor, M.D., M.P.H., former director, Division of Diabetes Translation, National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Atlanta, Georgia. We are learning a lot about diabetes, especially during the past 5 years. This accumulation of new knowledge is both encouraging and at the same time very challenging. On the challenging side, diabetes seems to be everywhere and steadily increasing in its presence. Think about it. 1 in 3 babies born in 2000 will develop diabetes in their lifetimes. Every day, about 1,400 people are diagnosed with diabetes in the United States. And now, no country in the world is free from diabetes and its growth. We now do know how to prevent type 2 diabetes, but today, for type 1 diabetes, neither prevention nor a long-lasting cure is available. Once diabetes is present, good care based on solid science now can prevent much of the devastation formerly caused by elevated blood sugars. But there remains a sizable gap between what we know to do and how well and widely we are doing it. In other words, the translation of diabetes science into daily practice still has a way to go. Nonetheless, in spite of these and other important challenges, we are all better prepared to deal with diabetes in 2011 than we were even a few years ago, let alone decades ago. Remarkable progress has occurred. For example, many people at high risk for type 2 diabetes do not develop it. Modest weight loss and increased physical activity have been shown to eliminate, or at least delay, the development of this type of diabetes by 60 to 70%. Regardless of race, ethnicity, or age. In addition, for both types 1 and 2 diabetes, we now have many more effective
sample complete. Ready to continue?